Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Mighty 690K GGF. We're going to take a break from Open Line for just a few minutes. Stepping into studio with us this morning is Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hello. Good morning.
It is hump day, and it's getting warm out there, by the way. It said it did not get to 90 yesterday. I call lies.
Well, there was a good breeze, though. So it was nice that not back at my house because the breeze was kind of coming through and that helps.
Well, I stepped outside and, you know, I think the breeze may have been coming from the north or something. So there was no breeze hitting this side of the building. Oh. I stepped outside. I was like,
yes.
But of course, I'm more the guy that wears shorts in the winter and I don't care. because it doesn't bother me that much. All right. Enough about my what I wear. Candy, of course, we have the virtual CNN going on and some businesses opening up around town. It sounds like slowly but surely we may be getting to a new normal at the very least.
Yeah. Definitely most things. I would say 99% of the businesses are now open in town. They're just maybe different hours or they have certain restrictions. But pretty much everything's open now. Only thing that I think most of us are sad about that's not quite open is the pool. We have to wait a couple more weeks on that one. So the pool's still closed. And of course, you know, big events and things like that are pretty much restricted. But mostly everything's open, which actually I'm glad that you said that, because if you go out to the city website, they actually have a grid, I guess you want to call it, that shows when all the city facilities are open up. So from parks to the rec to the, you know, courthouse, everything. And so most things are open now, but there's June 8th is when almost everything for the city will be open at that point. And then, like I said, there's only like one thing, and that'll be the city pool that won't be open for quite yet.
I think it's the day,
around there.
Yeah.
It was like the third week, I think. Fourth week, I guess
We have an interesting amount of days in June.
It looks like a
lot more than 30. Just the way, because since June 1st fell on a Monday, it just looks like a lot more than normal.
So, yeah, things are opening up. So that's excited. This Saturday, the Nichols Hitching Post is having their grocery auction. So that'll be on 6th East 6th Street, if you can say that, on June 6th.
That's there you go.
A little scary there. But they're going to have the dry goods sell at 4 p.m. and then the meat sell at 5:30. So if you've been wanting to check out the grocery auction, make sure you come out on Saturday. And then, of course, the Maple Street Meat Market is still open. And for anybody that's maybe had some challenges finding beef, they've got a lot right now. They're still fully stocked. Ribeyes, Casey strips, they got ground beef available. So, you know, stop in anytime. Love that place. I'm a cheese person, so I love all the fresh cheeses they have. So.
Love cheese.
Yes. All right. From First United Methodist Church. So they are continuing to live stream Sunday worship. And as I mentioned last week, Pastor Nicole is leaving. She's taking another position with First United. Her last Sunday is going to be June 21st. So if you want to give a card, note, well wishes, whatever, you can drop those off to the church office, and they're going to present them at a reception. And then Pastor Mark Dennis, and I hope I say his name right, so he officially begins July 1st of 2020. Coffeyville Regional Medical Center, their wound care clinic has moved to a new location at the hospital. So if you need wound care or HBO treatments, I want to know what that means.
I don't think it's home box
office.
Is
it hyperbolic?
You know what? I would have to look that up.
I know. Okay. Well, I don't know what it is. But
you know what? I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay.
So.
You look it up.
What's called HBO?
HBO
okay.
treatment.
Treatment. Okay.
But they're all going to be going to the north entrance, so if you have that. And then Dr. Aaron Russell is now going to become the new medical director of the Wound Care Center. And that starts immediately.
Hyperbaric oxygen therapy.
See, it was pretty close.
You were close. Yeah, yes. You were close. So there we go.
Good. All right. Cool.
Gotta love Google. Yes. Unless they're selling your information, then that's not a good thing.
Well, the hospital also welcomes Allison Littleford as the new ARPN at the primary care clinic. Jan Ells was our business spotlight of the month, and she just wants to say, hey, everybody, stop in and see her this month. If you've never been into her place or any of the flower places, it's amazing how many gifts are in there. You just think of flowers, but it's so much more than that. I mean, we were just in, you know, doing the spotlight the other day, and I could have spent forever looking at all the different jewelry and gifts and candy bouquets. So anyway, they're the spotlight of the month. Congratulations, and stop in there. Cruise night. So for those that came down to the Phil Kinley cruise night that they had a little while back, going to do another one, and it's going to be for Father's Weekend, Father's Day.
Yeah.
Fun. So we had one for the kids, and now one for Father's Day. So that'll be on that Saturday. I'm assuming they're going to have the same route and kind of the same parameters, but more details will be coming out on that.
Hey, and that the good thing about that, I get my kids that weekend, so maybe they can crawl in the car with me and go cruising.
Cruising. Nice.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And really good news, Summer Celebration is back on.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. So that'll be on July 11th, and they are frantically trying to get everything pulled together. You know, they've only got about a little over a month, but we're excited that they're going to be able to do that again this year. It's always a huge event here in Coffeyville. Lots to see. So I'm excited about that, and it made me think yesterday. I was sitting in my office going, we got to bring back our community calendar. We haven't had to do it for several months. Just couldn't have any events, but events are coming back slowly but surely. So starting in July, we'll start publishing that community calendar again, so you kind of know what's happening all around Coffeyville and go out and have some fun. So we kicked off our bounce back program on Monday, so very excited about that. Anybody that doesn't know, y'all are doing some wonderful news stories and commercials for the next week on that. But basically, you just have to purchase $50 and then bring your receipts into the chamber, and we will give you $10 free bounce back bucks. And you can use those bounce back bucks. That's hard to say. I'll just say the bucks. You can use them in any of the participating stores that are listed on the back.
Triple B.
There, exactly. There, we have the list on our website and on the Facebook page. So if you want to know what businesses are participating. And you can even combine receipts. So let's say you go out to lunch at Sunflower Shop, and then you go over to Coffeyville Feed and Farm to pick up some hamburger or whatever. You can combine those receipts to get to that $50. But the goal, I just want to make sure that everybody knows and understands kind of why we're doing this. Obviously, we want to get money back out in the community and just help out. But our primary goal is to help all the businesses. If you've been watching the news, a lot of big businesses closing nationwide. So many stores have closed or they've went bankrupt. Mm-hmm. I mean, your big national chains, it's sad. A lot of them are some of my favorites. so it's just sad to watch and to see, but we can control what closes here in Coffeyville. And so I just really encourage everybody to, you know, when you're out picking up a gift for somebody or you need some clothes or you need, I mean, whatever it is, there's a lot more that you can find in Coffeyville than you realize. And so let's make sure that we're helping those small businesses go into some place you've never been before, try it out, and spend some money. And like I said, then you'll get some cash back. So
there we go.
It's pretty exciting. I'm excited that starts this week. Again, just bring your receipts into the chamber and we'll take care of you. And then one little final thought that I wanted to share with everybody. You know, 2020 has been a heck of a year, and that's not the term I really want to use.
But. Well, no, I mean, the joke that's been going around on the internet, it's like, you made it through May. Welcome to level 6 of Jumanji.
Yes.
So.
Jumanji, or I've heard Hunger Games.
Yeah, pretty much. So. That's pretty much what 2020 has felt like.
It's been crazy. But something I have said here on the radio before, Coffeyville has always been one of those communities that perseveres really well. We have been through some major challenges, you know, between the Daltons and floods and economic challenges and just everything. So I really feel confident that Coffeyville is going to weather this crazy year. And what I want to, you know, really hope, here's my goal, my hope is that it's not COVID or the economy, protests, elections, all those things that could make us divisive. We were just talking about this word, divisive.
Divisive. There we go. You got it.
But instead, I'm hoping that we use these opportunities to work together to help our community. So that being said, just want to let everybody know my door is open. If you've got a concern, you have an idea, or you just want to share a good story, you know, give me a call. Come by, see me. I may not. I can't solve most of the problems in the world, but, you know, at least just knowing that people are caring and that we can work together on
Or you may know somebody that does.
Exactly.
That can help with them, at least forward the message along.
That's right. So give me a call anytime. You can call me at 251-2550. You can email me at chamber@coffeyville.com. Or you can message me on Facebook. Or, of course, like I said, come in and see me and get an IC, too.
Ooh, I may have to come in and get an IC.
Oh, that reminds me.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen this about the FKHS seniors.
All seniors this week, come in and get a free IC on behalf of visitcoffeeville.com.
I saw that on Facebook. And I right when you said IC, I was just like, hold on. I remember that
I
now.
Know,
so, Allfield Kinley High School seniors.
Yes.
Come on out to the chamber, correct? The chamber office, and you'll get a free icy. Yeah. I mean, you cannot beat that.
I know.
So, and icies are so good.
I know.
And especially as it's hot, it's starting to get out there.
Oh, perfect
time for an icy.
Yeah,
so.
Summertime is perfect now.
So. Absolutely. So, well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it sounds like Coffeyville's starting to crank right back up, and hopefully we can get everything going again, and hopefully that pool will open on the 22nd
so
we can all hit
up. I hope.
Because my kids are excited about going to the aquatic center, so hopefully we can get that cranked up and ready to go. So, again, thank you so much for coming in today.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will restart open line. We'll take your calls right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.